In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We must never forget that the devil is the prince of this world. And as prince of this world, he is able to marshal forces of all the sinners in the world against the church. And when we consider the number of sinners, it is clear that by its own power, the church could not possibly survive what the devil can do against it. And it is only by the power of God that the church has survived and will continue to survive. But in order to survive, the church needs to invoke the power of God. From the completely human point of view, we might say that the church has survived, the true faith has survived on a shoestring, when we consider the weakness by human standards of this institution, the weakness of numbers, and the weakness of the weapons that it uses. An army is useless without its weapons, and so is the church powerless against the weapons that the enemy uses upon it, except by the power of God. Unless the church invoke the power of God and receive the power of God, it could never perdure. Now, the church prays for her own protection from her enemies in the holy sacrifice of the Mass and in the divine office. If you read carefully the prayers of the Mass, you see that very often the church asks for protection. And after these two great prayers, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and the Divine Office, the third most important prayer by which the church protects herself and advances is the Holy Rosary. And today we celebrate the Holy Rosary. The history of the church in both the Old and the New Testament is filled with cases in which a small, weak people overcome a far superior enemy only with the help of God. If you look at the Old Testament, you have Moses and the Egyptians. It is by the help of God that they got out of Egypt. You have Joshua against the Canaanites. You have David against Goliath, saving the Jews from certain extinction by the Philistines. You have Gideon against the Amalekites, who overcame an army of Amalekites by only 300 men, but who overcame them by an instruction from God as to how to fool them into thinking that they were a very great army. You have Judith against Holofernes, again saving Israel from certain destruction by a tremendous and brutal army of the Assyrians. You have Esther and the Persians also saving her people from extinction. You have the Maccabees against Antiochus. The same thing happening over and over again, the power of God manifesting itself in small, weak groups of people. In the New Testament, you have the conversion of the Roman Empire, when in fact, by all of the natural causes, Christianity should have been extinguished. You have the turning away of Attila the Hun by Pope St. Leo the Great before the gates of Rome. You have Charles Martel against the Muslims, saving Christian Europe from what would have been its destruction by the Muslim horde. You have St. Dominic against the Albigensians, who overcame this terrible enemy, both of the church and of the state and of civilization in general, by means of the Holy Rosary. You have the Catholic League against the Turks at Lepanto, and this very feast today is established by St. Pius V, who organized the Catholic League against the Turks, and who also organized the processions and devotion to the Rosary in order to achieve that victory. And he too saved Europe from the destruction of Islam, for they too had the terrorism of their time, what drove St. Pius V particularly to take this measure against the Turk was not only that he was threatening to overrun Europe, but also that the Turks would land on the coasts of the Christian nations, Italy especially, and take all the young men out of the town, put them on boats, take them back to Constantinople, and there turn them into Muslims. That was the terrorism of their time. And he said, we've got to do something about it. And a small, in comparison to the Turkish fleet, a small Christian fleet was victorious and completely victorious over the Turks at Lepanto. And then there was the victory of Sobieski, the great Polish general, against the Turks in Vienna about 150 years later, and the feast of the Holy Name of Mary is given to us because of that great victory. And there again the Holy Rosary was invoked. So if ever there is a time to pray the Holy Rosary, it is now. The Church has never been more assailed than now by her enemies, and has never seen such small numbers since her beginnings. Now, and I say that in this sense, that the Novus Ordo is a defection from the Catholic faith. And that means those who adhere to the Novus Ordo objectively have defected from the Catholic faith. Now, it is true that many of them are in good conscience and don't know any better, and God will not hold that against them. But nonetheless, objectively, they do not profess the Catholic faith, because you could say the same thing of Protestants. Many of them are in good conscience, and God doesn't hold it against them. But objectively, they do not profess the Catholic faith. And so if we look at merely at the number of people in the world who profess the same faith as before Vatican II, the same faith as all of the saints and Catholic ancestors that we have, it is a very small number. And never has the Church been with these numbers since the earliest times, the first and second century. And the Church will only survive by the prayers and the fervor of her priests and her faithful. If you think that we're going to survive by any kind of force of numbers or by our natural strength against the powerful onslaught of modernism and of humanism in this world, then you don't understand anything. You are deceived. It is only by the power of God that we are going to resist this. We are going to survive. The world has been completely taken over by the devil, and we are seeing the consequences of it. This fearful world in which we live is the consequence of the work of the devil. God is severe in his punishment of nations who have at one time known the Holy Gospel, but who have abandoned it. And we can see that in the areas of the Middle East. It is not to be forgotten that that was the principal center of Christianity in the early centuries. Where did the great fathers come from? Where did Athanasius and Basil and St. John Chrysostom, Gregory of Nyssa and Gregory of Nazianzen, Clement of Alexandria, Clement of Jerusalem, where were all they from? They were from the Middle East. But what is that area now? It is Islamic. It is Muslim. There are a few pockets of Catholics here and there, but the whole area went toward Islam. And the reason is because that area of the world, the Catholics in that area of the world, revolted against the church. And it was the Pope who, not long before the fall of Constantinople in the 1400s, in 1453, the Pope said to the Greek schismatics, "You are going to be punished by God and you will fall to Islam." And fall they did, because God is severe with those who are unfaithful to Him once they have known the Holy Gospel. And we must ask ourselves, how will God now deal with the world of Europeans and their colonies, the Americans of both continents, who have in recent times apostatized from the faith which they once received, and the Europeans who have been saved from Islam over and over again by the Holy Rosary, who were preserved time and time again by the power of God? What will be their fate now that they have made their apostasy from God, and we with them as a nation? God sees all things as if they were present to Him. He does not distinguish between past and present. And He looks at Protestantism. He looks at Freemasonry. He looks at the French Revolution. He looks at the persecution of the church in the 19th century. He looks at the apostasy of the 20th century. All in one view. And He sees. And His judgment is severe. So our only hope is to pray the Holy Rosary more than ever. We must pray to be protected from our enemies and even to overcome the enemies of the church. And we must recall that modernism is the greatest enemy. It is not Islam. What happened a few weeks ago in New York is a perfect image of what Vatican II did to the Catholic faith, that in a short amount of time, the magnificent structure of the Catholic faith was brought down to ashes, and so many souls lost with it. It is not the death of bodies which is the problem, because our bodies will die anyway. It is the death of souls. And modernism is a far greater threat than anything that could be done to our bodies. And we must pray in order to sanctify our own souls, and pray the Holy Rosary, which has a tremendous power of protecting our souls and our families. It would be difficult to overestimate the power of saying the Holy Rosary as a family. If that takes place every day or nearly every day in your families, it is practically impossible to overestimate the power that that has in protecting your family from the onslaughts of the modern world, the onslaughts of the devil, and also the power of piety that it places in the souls of those who pray it. It calls down the blessing of God upon your families, a blessing that is so important to have in these times of so much danger, not only to our bodies, to our nation, but most importantly to our souls. So the Church in the Divine Office prays on this holy day of the Most Holy Rosary, O powerful Virgin, like the Tower of David, 1,000 shields hang upon it, all the armor of the brave. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.